course, we're often asked the question when somebody's ready to list their property, do you use a for sale sign? Yes, we do. It's our for sale sign. And you can't be the by owner sign, or we can have no sign if that's what you prefer. However, we're happy to, once we take sign callers, also call you and say, hey, somebody would like to see the property. We've screened the buyer. Would you like to show it, or do you want us to show it? And if we show it, the brokerage fees are 2.25% as we agreed to if we sell it by the listing agent. And if you say, hey, I'll take some of those sign callers, says the seller, we're happy to give it to you. And then you can show it yourself. And if they buy the property, the brokerage fees 1%. The next question we get is, do we use a lockbox? I would say, 99% of properties, there's occasional that we don't use a lockbox, but it almost always, we definitely insert a lockbox. You supply a key. We then say, we'll call you first for appointments. Generally occupied properties, if there's a couple, let's say, we'll call one of those members and say, hey, we have a showing today between 3:00 and 4:00. And we'll confirm it with the agent. We want to make sure that it's okay with you all between 3 and 4. And then the other thing is, if we can't reach the first person, we'll call the second one. And we'll leave voicemails for both parties. Unless you give us permission to tell the agent who brought the buyer, they can go in at 3:00, which most people say, if you can't find us, just go ahead and send them. But on occasion, they say, no, every appointment has to be confirmed. So no problem at all. That's part of the normal procedure, is confirming appointments. The next thing that people would ask is, how do you get feedback to us? And this is a real strategic part. A lot of times sellers go, call the buyer's agent as soon as they leave the house. We want to know the feedback. And actually that backfires on the seller when it comes to contract negotiations. What you want to do is, whether you're selling by owner or with the realtor, don't call the party who showed the property for at least 24 hours. It's kind of like dating, if you will. Give some breathing room. In this case, when an agent showed your property, we actually want to wait a day and a half, see if they, I call it, lean in first. Leaning in means they call and ask a question. Hey, is anybody else making an offer on the property? Is there anybody else with interest in the property? I recently had an agent call me. We had a transferee going to Phoenix, and the agent called. It was just the second day on the market, and she said, is there any, my buyer loves the house, which she probably shouldn't say to begin with, because she's negotiating. And then she said, is there anybody else with interest in the property? To which I said, well, yeah, there were 3 other parties that have expressed interest in the property. And for what it's worth, the interest was in setting an appointment for the property. So they had interest enough in the property to set an appointment. She ran with that, and they came in $5,000 over the list price. She thought they were, in her mind, going to be competing at some point with somebody else, and they weren't competing with anybody. They panicked. That's the value of the pent-up demand buyer and the buyer's agent, where they just don't know. They were afraid they're going to lose it. And so, but nobody else made an offer. We had already had 5 or 6 showings. Everybody else passed on the property, except this one party who made a mistake. So we don't chase them that first day and a half for feedback. We give them a little bit of breathing room, and we wait to see if they can express interest. Now, if they don't, by day 2, we're calling the realtor, and we're going to email the realtor. And we're going to do this, believe it or not, a total of 5 times. 2 phone calls, 3 emails. Beyond that, the agent is, we're a nuisance to the realtor. We do not want to do that because there's, we do more transactions with them. We don't want to be annoying every time, because we need to get feedback to you. We want to know, just like you do, why didn't they buy the property? Why did they get back in their car? Did they buy something else? What's wrong with the property? Is it our price? It's our condition? Is it curable? the conditions. So feedback is pretty important. So to summarize this, feedback, that's how it's handled. Appointments, we call you first, ideally to confirm. We do use a lockbox. We do use a for sale sign. And we, of course, put the property in the MLS. It's a full service program. Thanks for listening.